On this week's Tourism Roundup, highlights of the Jamaica Product Exchange JPEX Trade Show, and later, our Know Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The Jamaica Product Exchange JPEX Trade Show is an annual event geared towards showcasing Jamaica's tourism offerings. This year's show was held September 24 to 26 at the Montego Bay Convention Center.
The numbers tell our story. Over 105 tour operators, 150 international travel agents, and a large contingent of international press are all here for the event. Our JHTA members are out in full force to put their products and services on show.
President of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourism Association, Omar Robinson. One of the main talking points for the trade show was the effects of climate change on small island states such as Jamaica. Dialogue on climate change is also in keeping with Tourism Awareness Week activities. Mr. Robinson encouraged stakeholders to change their strategies to deal with the effects of climate change on the tourism industry.
It is certainly in the interest of all of us involved with travel and tourism in this region to do our part in ensuring that climate change is kept on the global development agenda. All of us need to become better equipped to withstand the changes in weather patterns.
In support of Eastern Caribbean islands affected by Hurricanes Irma and Maria, the JHTA has established a disaster relief fund. The association has kickstarted the support with a $10,000 contribution.
Our hearts go out to our neighbors as they struggle to recover and rebuild. To assist in this effort, the JHTA has set up a hurricane relief fund for our sister Caribbean islands, which have been devastated. And we encourage you to contribute.
President of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourism Association, Omar Robinson. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says Jamaica is to lead restoration efforts for those tourism industries severely affected by the hurricanes. He says a working group has been formed, arising from meetings with the United Nations World Trade Organization, as well as his recent visit to China.
And so they've asked me to coordinate the efforts with the CHTA, the CTO, the WTTC, and a number of other multilateral agencies. And the first meeting we hope we will have here in the Caribbean will be on the 9th of October in Grenada, when we have SOTIC.
Minister Bartlett says a plan of action will be crafted and site visits conducted, following the State of the Tourism Industry in the Caribbean SOTIC meeting. Keynote speaker at the opening ceremony for JPEX Prime Minister Andrew Holness had good news for Jamaica's tourism industry, noting that the island has surpassed its tourism growth target for 2017. Stopover arrivals for the first 8 months increased by 6.9% in comparison to the same period for 2016. In addition, cruise passenger arrivals increased by 5.1% from January to August over the same period last year.
From a total of 2,828,261 visitors in that 8 month period, Jamaica earned $1.98 billion, or 8.3% more in gross foreign exchange earnings than the $1.83 billion earned last year over the same period.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says, through JPEX, Jamaica's tourism industry is positioning itself for further growth in visitor arrivals and earnings by responding to the new markets and spending patterns. In our Know Jamaica segment this week, we visit Sam Sharp Square in Montego Bay. In 1976, Charles Square in Montego Bay was renamed Sam Sharp Square in honor of national hero Sam Sharp, who was from Montego Bay. Sharp was executed in the Montego Bay Marketplace on May 23, 1832, for his role in the 1831-32 Emancipation War. The square includes several heritage structures: the Sam Sharp Monument, Cage, Civic Center, and the Freedom Monument and a fountain. That's it for Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer, saying take care and one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.